Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. In our fast-paced, fast-food society, we have totally lost the connection between our health and the foods we eat. Almost every patient that comes to see me for nutritional consultations or health assessments has digestive issues. Because almost everybody has a very busy schedule, most of us work long hours, and if you have children, you are probably very involved in their activities. And too often we do not take the time to prepare a meal, but reach for convenience foods and overprocessed foods because it is fast and simple. Many of my clients admit that they skip breakfast or sometimes just have a donut and coffee and mostly have fast food for lunch and eat it in the car while rushing back to work. Or they have a snack out of the vending machine at work in the afternoon and very often grab a hot dog or something quick for the evening. Some of my clients complain that they just feel too exhausted at the end of the day to take time to prepare a healthy meal, so it becomes a vicious cycle. So it is no wonder that many people's symptoms include indigestion, acid reflux, gas, bloating, constipation, and painful hemorrhoids. Some of my patients admit that they practically live on antacids and even wake up to take them two or three times during the night. The biggest problem for these people is that they can't make the connection between the food they're eating or how they eat their food and the way they feel. Most of us today rush through meals without paying attention to the reason why we eat in the first place. Even if you make conscious decisions about the foods you put in your body, it is just as important to take the time to truly eat and enjoy them. So today, I would like to give you tips on how to improve your digestive habits and get the most out of your foods that you eat. But before we continue with today's topic, let's listen to a track of today's feature CD. And the CD I chose is by Enya. And the CD is titled The Memory of Trees. And I hope you will enjoy this song, and I will be back shortly.
Oh,
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today I will be talking about simple steps a person can take to improve digestive habits and to eat to nourish your body. Simple things you can do to get the most out of the foods you eat. As I already mentioned, our lifestyles are often too busy and prevent us from making a close connection between the foods we eat and the effect they have on our health. Now, the purpose of food is to provide your body with the nutrients it needs to function properly. It's a simple concept, but hard to grasp in our fast-paced society. Rarely do people eat food with the intention of nourishing the body. Instead, most people just grab something quick and convenient to make the hungry feeling go away, or they binge on junk food out of habit, boredom, as a reward, or as a way to distract themselves from negative feelings. Now, eating for any of those reasons can lead to poor food choices, poor eating habits, and ultimately poor digestive function. The first step in improving the health of your digestive system is to improve the quality of the food that you put in your body. The more natural your food is, the better digested it will be. The problem is that for most people, it is hard to find the time to prepare nourishing meals. Still, you need to make some adjustments to your life so that you can eat real food. A good breakfast containing high-quality protein and fats is critical. Even if it's just a yogurt smoothie, some hard-boiled eggs, or raw cheese and butter on sprouted whole grain toast. Rather than grab fast food for both lunch and dinner, it would be better to take a simple lunch to work and then eat in a better restaurant for dinner. Again, raw cheese and hard-boiled eggs are good food choices for lunch, as are tuna salad, crispy nuts, and sliced meat sandwiches made with sprouted whole grain bread. If you have to eat out for dinner, order simple foods such as steak or grilled fish with vegetables and salad. One of the most important things to remember about eating healthy is to avoid all forms of vegetable oils, especially hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils. When you're eating out, it is best to ask for olive oil and vinegar for your salad dressing, unless the salad dressing was made from scratch and with good ingredients, and always ask for real butter for your baked potato and or vegetables. Fried foods are the worst offenders and should be avoided if at all possible. One important key element for good digestion is to relax when you eat. And in today's busy world, few people take the time to really enjoy the foods to eat. Instead, it is common to either skip breakfast or grab something quick while running out the door, eat lunch on the run, and pop a convenient prepackaged dinner in the microwave. Now, eating when under stress or in a hurry inhibits the production of hydrochloric acid and enzymes that are necessary for proper digestion. So it is best to entirely avoid eating when under stress. Wait instead until you can take the time to eat and enjoy your food. Remember that feeding your body is a sacred event, so don't rush it. Now, chewing your food thoroughly begins the digestive process by breaking food into smaller particles and mixing it with saliva and amylase. And the smaller the particles of food swallowed, the better broken down it will be in the stomach and the more surface area for nutrient absorption will be available in the small intestines. If you really want to get the most out of your food, not only do you have to make good food choices, but you have to be able to break down and effectively absorb the nutrients from your food. It doesn't make sense to invest extra time and money into preparing quality food if you eat it quickly and forget to chew it. So, as you will learn to relax and enjoy your food, really focus on completely breaking it down before swallowing, and pause before taking another bite, and most importantly, don't forget to breathe. And speaking of relaxation, it's time to relax with some more music from today's feature CD. And I hope you enjoy this next song, and we will continue with today's topic when I return.
Say the way it should be. Moonlight.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now today's topic is on suggestions on how to get the most out of the foods you eat and to enhance digestion. Now first of all, it is not only important to take time to eat and relax, but it is just important to choose quality foods. Now enzyme-rich foods are a great aid to digestion, but just because foods are raw does not mean they contain a lot of enzymes. Raw milk and cheese are good sources of enzymes, as are the tropical fruits like bananas, pineapples, and papaya. Raw honey is also a great source of enzymes and would be the preferred sweetener. Now, most people will probably not have time to make any lacto-fermented foods, but everybody should find a source of lacto-fermented sauerkraut, kimchi, or other fermented vegetables and eat them frequently with meals. And you can learn to make lacto-fermented vegetables and fruits by following the wonderful recipes in the book Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon. And this book is available for sale at the Evergreen Cottage. However, if you are like most people and don't have time to prepare these kinds of foods, we have a variety of lacto-fermented vegetables for sale at the Evergreen Cottage. And you will find these wonderful, healthy products in the refrigerated section of the Whole Foods pantry. And one of them is a delicious cultured raw sauerkraut. Now, most commercially available sauerkrauts are processed with heat that eliminates the naturally occurring enzymes and microflora that are so beneficial to the digestive tract. But this raw cultured sauerkraut is a handcrafted, fresh cultured sauerkraut that's high in fiber and low in fat, which provides a flavorful, rich source of enzymes and lactobacilli. Another wonderful product is raw, cultured, or fermented kimchi, which has been a staple in the Korean diet for centuries. It is made from fresh, shredded, raw vegetables, including carrots, cabbage, onions, and ginger, which are put into stainless steel containers and left to culture for 5 to 7 days. And no water or vinegar is added. And these delicious high-fiber, low-fat, unheated organic cultured vegetables are one of the richest sources of lactobacilli and enzymes available. And another wonderful product that I would like to mention is the Veggie Delight Zing Salad, which is a combination of cultured cabbage, beets, carrots, lemon juice, and dill and garlic. So here are several options to include enzyme-rich foods in your diet. It is best to use them as a condiment to enhance all foods, and you actually only need to consume like 4 ounces or less a day, which equals a few tablespoons, in order to reestablish your intestinal flora. Also, consuming some high-quality yogurt or kefir without all the artificial sweeteners and additives would be a good way to keep your intestinal flora healthy. And for those who are lactose intolerant, we have actually cultured coconut milk available, which has the consistency and benefits of yogurt. And this would be most helpful to improve digestion as well as eliminate digestive problems. Now, another important point for improving digestive function is to limit portions. Now, portions are way out of control in our supersized society. And this is because the processed foods of today are so empty in nutrients that no matter how much of them people eat, their body is still starving for nutrients and never feels completely satisfied. This explains the intense food cravings that many people experience. I see it all the time in my nutritional practice, cravings that lead to uncontrollable binges. And one serious problem with binging is the tremendous stress it puts on the entire digestive system and the rest of the body for that matter. The human stomach has a limited capacity for digestion. Now, overeating decreases the effectiveness of hydrochloric acid and enzymes, not to mention that foods most people choose to binge on are processed, nutrient-depleted junk foods containing high levels of processed vegetable oils. And not only do these foods totally lack any nutritional value, they also rob the body of vitamins, minerals, and precious enzymes. One of the first things people notice when they start eating a diet of nutrient-dense foods is that they don't have to eat as much to feel satisfied, and the uncontrollable cravings go away. Most of the taste buds in this country have been programmed to enjoy certain foods, especially the ones that are the most processed. And a fast food meal would be incomplete without the half-gallon-sized soft drink to wash it all down with. Now, first of all, the problem is that drinking all the liquid with meals interferes with the whole digestive process, not to mention, of course, all the other problems created by the ingredients of the soft drinks. But even if you make conscious decisions about the foods you eat, simply drinking too much water with your meals can affect your ability to properly break down your food. Now, drinking too much liquid with meals dilutes the concentration of hydrochloric acid and all the enzymes that are needed for proper digestion. So to get the most out of the foods you eat, it is best to avoid drinking lots of liquids 20 to 30 minutes before, during, and after your meals. And if you take supplements or any other pills with food, try to use no more than 4 to 6 ounces of water to swallow them. Also, avoid drinking water that is too cold or too hot because it will interfere with digestion as well. Drinking water at room temperature would be the most beneficial. Now, just following these simple tips will improve your digestive habits and optimize digestive function. And if you still experience symptoms of indigestion, try drinking 1 teaspoon of raw apple cider vinegar mixed with 2 to 4 ounces of water with your meals. Now, raw apple cider vinegar is loaded with enzymes and creates a nice acid environment for food digestion. And this would also be a good practice instead of taking antacids. Now, before I go into the topic of antacids, let's take another short break with some music from our feature CD by Enya. And the CD is called The Memory of Trees, and I will be back shortly with more information for you. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about tips on how to improve your digestive habits. And I would like to go a little bit more in detail about antacids. Now, contrary to popular belief, too much stomach acid is not the cause of indigestion or heartburn. In fact, most digestive symptoms occur due to lack of stomach acid. Gas, bloating, indigestion, acid reflux, burning, diarrhea, and constipation are all signs that the digestive system is in need of repair. And rather than fix the problem by making better food choices or improving digestive habits, it is very common to pop antacids to make the symptoms go away. Last year, Americans spent $7 billion on antacids. And that is crazy because what happens when we take antacids is that we neutralize hydrochloric acid, a substance that is critical for proper digestion. Now, stomach acid helps us assimilate protein, which is the building block for every single cell in the body. And if protein is not fully digested, it will actually ferment in the gut and cause a heavy, bloated feeling after eating. Heartburn, indigestion, or belching is normally the result of insufficient acidity in the stomach. And this sounds like a contradiction, but it is not. The stomach needs hydrochloric acid to digest food properly. And when the stomach becomes hydrochloric acid deficient, the result is the rotting or fermentation of food. This produces organic acids, which cause heartburn and indigestion. So antacids such as Tums are effective in alleviating these symptoms because they neutralize the organic acids. However, they only aggravate the underlying problem by increasing the alkalinity of the stomach. Stomach acid is also essential for the absorption of important nutrients like calcium and iron and B vitamins. A deficiency in B vitamins alone can cause symptoms like anxiety, depression, and fatigue. Stomach acid also serves as our first line of defense if we ingest anything in our food that doesn't belong there, like bacteria, viruses, and parasites. And there's actually a simple hands-on test to determine whether a person is deficient in hydrochloric acid, which used to be part of the doctor's routine for physical exams until the 1950s. And I use this test as part of my nutritional exam, and it involves simply pressing on a certain acupressure point on the body near the ribcage. And if there's any tenderness, it usually means that the person is deficient in hydrochloric acid. And if this is the case, I would recommend a whole food supplement by standard process called Zypan. Now, Zypan is a pepsin and hydrochloric acid supplement, which works differently than antacids. As I already mentioned, the antacid is the wrong biochemistry, as it neutralizes one of the most important components for digestion, and that is hydrochloric acid. Now, Zypan, on the other hand, provides pepsin and hydrochloric acid to help the digestive process. It is one of the best products for improving protein digestion. The biggest clue of a need for Zypan is intestinal gas. Gas-forming microorganisms can only exist in an alkaline gastrointestinal tract, and the bowel should never be alkaline. In a healthy person, they will always be acid. Since I mentioned ingesting apple cider vinegar earlier, you can also perform a hydrochloric acid sensitivity test yourself, which will determine the presence of an ulcer and whether you should use Zypan or Multizyme. Now, for this test, you mix 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in 4 ounces of water, and then you drink it before a meal on an empty stomach. Now, if this causes any burning, it means that you most likely have an ulcer. Ulcers generally cause burning when the stomach is empty because their stomach acids have easy access to the lesions in the stomach lining. So eating will usually relieve the pain. If the apple cider vinegar causes burning, this is an indication of ulcers. In this case, you would greatly benefit from whole food supplements such as Gastrex and Chlorophyll Pearls by Standard Process, which will assist greatly in the healing of the stomach lining. I also want to mention that poor sleep can lead to ulcers, irritable bowel disorders, etc., because the stomach lining, which generally heals each night during stage 4 sleep, is not rebuilding properly. So if you have trouble sleeping, you may want to contact me and I can suggest a mineral tranquilizer, which relaxes the nervous system. So if the apple cider vinegar test does not cause burning, but greatly helps with digestion, you may want to use the supplement Saipan to improve digestion. Saipan should always be used when traveling overseas to reduce the risk of parasites and food poisoning. And now it's time for another break with music from today's feature CD. And when I come back, I will talk a bit more in detail about the benefits of apple cider vinegar.
The ebb and the flow of the ocean.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now today I gave you some simple tips on how to improve digestion, and we talked about the importance of hydrochloric acid in the digestion process and how a deficiency can be corrected by using a whole food supplement called Saipan or by consuming raw apple cider vinegar with your meals. I also want to mention another great digestive aid, which is real bone broth, like old-fashioned chicken soup. If you can possibly fit this into your schedule, learn to make simple chicken soup using a crock pot. Half a cup or so of chicken broth sipped with meals is a great digestive aid. Another thing I want to mention is the use of carminatives, which are digestive aids. And this is a very common tradition in Europe, where people tend to consume herbal bitters or herbal liqueurs after dinner to enhance digestion. Or you can simply drink a cup of peppermint or chamomile tea after a meal. Or you can chew in a few seeds of fennel right after a meal, and that would also greatly benefit the digestive process. In our fast-paced society, it is easy to forget how important it is to slow down once in a while and refuel your body. So it is important to use meal times, which should be precious moments throughout the day, to reconnect with yourself, your thoughts, your body, and the foods you put in it. Now I would like to talk in more detail about apple cider vinegar, which has been a popular folk remedy in Europe as well as in the US for many years. Hippocrates, the Greek healer and father of modern medicine, he recommended use of vinegar, especially when combined with honey, in a variety of preparations to treat everything from coughs to bacterial infections. Vinegar is mentioned throughout the Bible both as food and drink. Vinegar was also used as an effective disinfectant. And in the 1950s, a Vermont country doctor by the name of D.C. Jarvis published a small book on his observations of the use of apple cider vinegar by his rural patients to successfully treat a number of common ailments. And on many occasions, Dr. Jarvis involved his patients in simple experiments to test whether taking apple cider vinegar would positively affect health. And by analyzing urine samples, he was able to detect patterns of changing acidity and alkalinity in the body as a response to illness. He observed that the urine of patients who drank apple cider vinegar to fight the onset of acute illness, such as the cold or flu, would return quickly to its normal acidity. He also made observations about the regular use of apple cider vinegar to fight chronic conditions such as high blood pressure, arthritis, and even being overweight. Now, Paul Bragg, a pioneer of the mid-20th century health movement, was a modern-day promoter of a raw foods diet for improving and maintaining health. He was also a strong advocate for the use of apple cider vinegar, especially with raw honey, as a healing beverage. He also believed that the potassium and the enzymes in the apple cider vinegar, especially those found in organic, raw, unfiltered cider vinegar, were the reason for its effectiveness. So a dash of apple cider vinegar can be enough to liven up a plate of steamed vegetables, or spike up a salad, or just give the right amount of flavor to a sauce or dip. A simple tonic of vinegar, water, and raw honey can help maintain optimum body functioning or reduce weight. And of course, there are many uses of apple cider vinegar as a handy tool in your medicine chest. Now, most commercial vinegar these days is filtered to remove any sediment, but it is these elements that give vinegar its character and healthful qualities. Like refined flour and pasteurized juices that have had nutrients removed or destroyed, vinegar that is filtered and pasteurized may be commercially acceptable, but less effective nutritionally. The fermentation process that creates hard apple cider and then sours the cider to make vinegar adds important enzymes such as acids to the original apples. Apples are nutritional powerhouses and truly deserve the legendary phrase, an apple a day keeps a doctor away, because they contain a wide variety of nutrients such as pectin, which is soluble fiber, beta-carotene, which is an antioxidant, and a number of minerals. The most plentiful mineral is potassium. One apple contains almost 10% of all the potassium you need daily. As I mentioned earlier, there are many medicinal uses for apple cider vinegar. There are many tried and true folk remedies using apple cider vinegar for specific conditions. And I compiled some of them I'm most familiar with that have been practiced in Europe. And since we talked about allergies not too long ago, the regular use of apple cider vinegar can help with allergies by generally strengthening the immune system and improving metabolism. Although there's no definite research on whether apple cider vinegar will cure arthritis, there are many people who will attest to its effectiveness. Vinegar has been used by physicians up until the last century to treat wounds and stop bleeding, so a cotton ball soaked with apple cider vinegar makes a good remedy for nosebleeds. Apple cider vinegar contains minerals such as magnesium, manganese, and silicone, all of which contribute to good bone health. So you can use full-strength apple cider vinegar to reduce the pain of burns and even sunburns, cuts, and abrasions. And for canker sores, you can relieve canker sores by rinsing the mouth with 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in a glass of water several times a day until healed. You can also relieve the discomfort of cold sores and decrease healing time by applying its full strength to sores until they subside. Apple cider vinegar has been used successfully to relieve skin problems such as eczema. And you can use apple cider vinegar diluted with equal amounts of water to relieve the itching and dryness of eczema. And for insect bites and stings, this time of year, you can also use full-strength apple cider vinegar. It also works great for bee stings. Apple cider vinegar brings fast relief to itching, to rashes, and insect bites. For poison ivy and poison oak, you should mix equal parts of apple cider vinegar and water in a spray bottle and keep it in the refrigerator because the cool temperature of this solution or this spray provides even more relief. You can also apply apple cider vinegar directly to sore muscles and stiff joints to relieve pain. It can also be used to soak compresses or added to a bath to ease joint and muscle pain. And also taking the daily apple cider vinegar tonic will also help supply potassium to correct the mineral imbalances that might be contributing to aching joints. And the recipe for the general tonic is mixing 1 to 2 teaspoons of raw apple cider vinegar in a glass of water, 4 ounces or less. You can also add a little bit of raw honey, and you should drink this mixture before or during meals 3 times a day. Now, in Europe, apple cider vinegar is a popular remedy for varicose veins. It is recommended to soak a compress in cider vinegar and wrap it around your legs 2 times a day for a month. And you should keep the legs elevated for about 30 minutes before removing the compress. And you should also drink the cider vinegar tonic before or with meals. Apple cider vinegar has long been known as an effective remedy in douches for vaginal yeast infections. And because the pH of apple cider vinegar approximates the slightly acidic pH of the human skin, it can also help restore a pH that is out of balance due to skin problems. But there are a variety of medicinal uses for apple cider vinegar, everything from bladder and kidney problems, even gallstones, any kind of infections, asthma, cancer, dizziness, and so forth. And they are just too numerous to mention. Now, dizziness can result from an alkaline condition in the body, and many people find relief from dizziness by taking the apple cider vinegar tonic on a regular basis. And as I mentioned earlier, it is a very effective cold remedy. Your body is more alkaline during a cold, and using the general tonic of 1 to 2 teaspoons of vinegar and 1/2 cup of water taken before doing meals 3 times a day at the onset of a cold can help your acid-alkaline balance and boost your body's own healing powers. Now for nasal congestion, try breathing in a steam vapor made by heating a mixture of 1/2 apple cider vinegar and 1/2 water. And not only will the vapors help open nasal passages, but the moisture from the steam will help stop the activity of the viruses that cause colds. One of the oldest and most familiar home remedies for a cough is the combination of honey and lemon juice. And you can substitute apple cider vinegar for the lemon juice using twice as much honey as vinegar. And take anywhere from 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon of this mixture at a time, 5 to 6 times a day, especially right before bed when nighttime coughing can disrupt your sleep. And now let's take another break and listen to another track from today's feature CD by Enya. And when I come back, we will talk some more about the amazing health benefits of raw apple cider vinegar. And we will also highlight the food of the week before we wrap up today's show.
As I am walking.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, we have been talking about simple steps to improve digestion, and I mentioned some of the numerous health benefits of raw apple cider vinegar. But one of the most important contributions apple cider vinegar makes to your health and well-being is to enhance digestion. Acid receptors on the tongue begin a strong flow of saliva when they come in contact with vinegar, starting the digestive process that begins the breakdown of carbohydrates. Now, apple cider vinegar also enhances the action of hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes in the stomach. Acids are essential for digestion. As we age, we don't always produce the amount of hydrochloric acid we need to digest proteins properly. So taking a little apple cider vinegar before a meal helps increase stomach acidity and will improve digestion. Furthermore, the malic acid and tartaric acid in apple cider vinegar will prevent the growth of disease-promoting bacteria in the digestive tract, so protecting against foodborne pathogens. If you're digesting your food properly, you get all the benefits of the nutrients and feel better and stay healthy in the long run. Besides being an effective tool for digestion and an important remedy in your medicine cabinet, apple cider vinegar is also a great remedy for weight loss. And the dose you would use would be 2 teaspoons in 4 ounces of water, which you drink before meals. Now, since we're almost running out of time, let's talk about the food of the week, which I chose to be apricots. And people love them for their fragrant flesh and the velvety skin, but they're also very nutrient-rich and packed with vitamins, minerals, and fiber. And since these fuzzy fruits have a relatively short growing season, just 12 weeks, which kicks off this month, I would like to highlight some of the health benefits and encourage you to consume this fruit while it is available. In fact, we just received a wonderful shipment of apricots at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. The bright orange color indicates the presence of beta-carotene, which the body converts into vitamin A, which contributes to healthy eyes, skin, hair, gums, and glands. And this peach-like fruit also contains a fair share of minerals, especially potassium, which helps regulate blood pressure and maintains muscle function and converts blood sugar into glycogen. And during the times that you can't get fresh apricots, you can go with the dried variety and still get all the nutritional benefits. And ounce for ounce, the dried variety has more than 3 times the fiber of fresh, plus more iron and potassium. But be careful, if you buy dried apricots, make sure you look for unsulfured ones, which means without preservatives. Now, when you buy apricots, you should choose plump apricots without spots. And once you get them at home, they should not sit for too long because they ripen more quickly than any other stone fruit. Refrigerated ripe apricots should last for about 2 days. And one of my favorite treats this time of year is poached apricots over natural vanilla ice cream or yogurt. Now, to poach the apricots, you bring 3 cups of water with about 1/4 cup of agave nectar and the peel of an organic orange, just about 4 strips and each strip about 3 inches long, to a brisk simmer in a medium saucepan. And meanwhile, you wash 6 medium ripe apricots and you remove the pits and you cut them into quarters. And then you add the apricots and push them down to cover with liquid. Then you reduce the heat to a simmer and you cook them until they are tender, which should take no longer than 2 to 5 minutes. And then you transfer the apricots with a slotted spoon to a shallow dish and you pour just enough liquid over them to cover them. And what you do with the remaining liquid in the saucepan is you can make a syrup by simply boiling the liquid down to half the amount. And then you strain the syrup and you pour it into the dish with the apricots and you refrigerate the whole thing for at least an hour. And then you can enjoy them later with vanilla ice cream or yogurt, and this makes for a wonderful summer treat. I hope you enjoyed today's information and music, and thank you so much for joining me this evening. And for more information on my services, please visit my website at www.elywellness.com. Also, make sure you come and stop by at the Evergreen Cottage and check out our newest addition, the Whole Foods Pantry, which is stocked with a bounty of organic fruits and vegetables, natural foods, organic meats and dairy, and so much more. And I invite you to join me again next week right here on WELY for another segment of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, in the meantime, be well and remember, take care of your body and your body will take care of you. Thanks for listening.